USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former National Security Advisor under President Donald Trump, KT McFarland, was asked on Newsmax her thoughts on the possibility of Russia using nuclear weapons.
You know, this is the first time in my adult life I've been nervous about that. I wrote my dissertation 40 years ago on nuclear war between nuclear powers and the escalation into nuclear war. I am actually quite concerned. I sure hope that when President Biden goes to Europe, he talks to the European leaders about what's the exit plan. Is there, you know, what do we expect out of this?
Madeleine Albright, the first woman to serve as U.S. Secretary of State, has passed away from cancer at the age of 84. She was nominated for Secretary of State by President Bill Clinton and served in that role from 1997 to 2001. In a State Department briefing, spokesperson Ned Price said President Joe Biden and Secretary of State Antony Blinken have been notified of her death and send their condolences. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.